or modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road just west of 270.
I'm Russ Patton with Byerly RV in Eureka. Why are RVs so popular? Well, you're not limited to two carry-ons. Instead of a diet of peanuts and pop, your refrigerator is filled with food. Legroom, bedroom, bathroom, all there, and the chances of getting strip searched are minimal, unless you want to be. But the best part is traveling at your own pace with family and friends and all the comforts of home. It's the journey, not just the destination, that is most rewarding. Whatever your lifestyle, Byerly has an RV for you, from economical tent trailers to luxury motorhomes, and always late model trade-ins.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly
Trailer. For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Take time to salute the men and women of our military. Thanks to them, our freedom is protected and we can live in peace. Today's salute, courtesy of Perfect Climate Solutions, veteran-owned and operated, with an A rating from the Better Business Bureau. Look to a name you can trust for all your heating and air needs, for residential and commercial sales, service, installation, repairs, and more. Call 314-723-0004. 314-723-0004. That's Perfect Climate Solutions, thanking our troops and veterans for their service.
Chuck's Boot Superstores in Fenton and St. Peter's has the largest selection of Corral Western boots in the Midwest. When it comes to Corral boots, come to Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave my feet.
I'm pretty sure I don't need to remind you that you're going to need the right food, drinks, and snacks for the big game. I do want to suggest going to Schnucks for all your Sunday game day essentials. They have everything to make your party great, all in one stop. Have you seen their big bucket of wings yet? How about their brand new Schnucks chips and salty snacks? Take a look at the Schnucks party guide, called Simply Entertaining. And when you're stocking up as a Schnucks Rewards member, you're always earning points. Stocking up for the big party means heading to Schnucks.
Kevin and Dave here from Mentality here in St. Louis.
Dave, is low T treatment covered by insurance?
It absolutely can be. If it's recommended by a doctor and you follow the proper guidelines, then insurance covers it.
What I love about testosterone treatment being covered by insurance in our St. Louis Mentality office, it puts the cost of treatment in reach for any guy.
Yeah, most of our guys are blue-collar guys, swinging a hammer, police officers, different things like that. It makes it affordable for every man that needs it.
To find out more in our St. Louis clinics, go to lowtusa.com.
I live local because I love St. Louis, just like Club Fitness.
They support me and my neighborhood.
Living local means lifting our community's healthier, happier lives.
Club Fitness knows this town because we're from this town. Locally and employee-owned in the Lou for over 35 years. And with 23 locations and over 700 weekly classes, there's something for everybody.
So lift local with us.
Lift local, St. Louis.
Lift local at Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Visit liftlocalstl.com.
A lot of stuff.
Limestone?
Yes, sir.
I want to want you to look at your phone. And I am sending you something.
Okay. Is it my marching order?
You know what it is. Here, there it is.
Okay.
It should be gone to you. I'm sorry to do this. This is inside private
information. Oh, I got it. I got it. Not a problem.
Inside private information. But I guess I like the fact that it just makes the audience wonder, what the heck are they talking about? Let's do a round of introductions. What do you say?
Hey!
And welcome you to the Playhouse. This is the 29th of January, the coldest edition maybe of the... Well, tomorrow will be probably the coldest day we are on in the daytime. The cold will be tonight, but it's only going to be 7 tomorrow. So welcome to the Playhouse, being broadcast in as cold a weather as I can ever remember. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, my dental clinic of 45 years. Let me tell you who's in the room at the control board. A man with an accent that it's certainly not Missouri, it's not Southern, it's not East Coast, it's not California. It's different, and I'll tell you why. Because for 19 years he lived in Great Britain, and 10 of them he was in Birmingham, England. That's right. Would you please say hello to Trevor, Limestone, Limey, Phillips, and Limey. Say hello to the folks.
Hello, everyone. Frank, I'm actually going to Ballast Dental on Thursday. I've got a cleaning appointment.
There you go. And you're not dreading it, are you?
I am not dreading it at all.
Yeah, see? There you go, folks. What I tell you is true. In the studio today, questionable for tomorrow because he's so busy with speaking engagements, but I say he'll be here tomorrow and he'll be here Thursday. He won't go northbound, he won't go southbound or westbound or even... Bill, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Dan Strauss is the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. You'd never know it to meet him. He, he just hangs out with the regular people. He's a friend to the common man. But one of these days, he's going to be so wealthy, he won't even have to do this anymore. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
If I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. You can call them at 636-695-2650 and receive a complimentary second opinion on your investment portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Wow. We were in perfect sync with that. Also, yeah. I might just interrupt and say, winner of the Muh competition again today for like the third or fourth day in a row, the one and only Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Way to go, Limestone.
Thank you.
Seem to remember to jump in and win the Muh competition. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a man who at one time was a night cook at Denny's. If you ever went to Denny's at night, in the middle of the night, because maybe you were drunk or something, and you go, hey, these eggs are not the way I ordered them, it was probably the fault of this guy. He was also a door-to-door knife salesman. If you ever had a guy come to your door, you go, yeah, can I help you? Would you like to buy some knives? No! That was probably also this guy. If you ever, years ago, went to a baseball game at Busch Stadium and heard a guy yelling, Colbert here, that could have also been this guy because he was a Busch Stadium beer vendor. Maybe you roller skated. Maybe you were going around the roller skating rink and you heard, all right, it's ladies' choice. Let's reverse counterclockwise. Ladies' choice. That could have been him because he was a roller skate rink DJ. He's also the head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He is our official digital clock resetter. He's our newsman. He's our news director. And he's also an author. He has a book, A Bad Mood, Good Mood. And now that's it. That's all a human being could do. There's nothing else. There's nothing else he does. Oh, wait. Yes, there is. By the way, the Playhouse is over. That's all the time we have.
Come on in, Larry.
He is also a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your fantastic sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And we'll be doing the limbo in the parking lot after the show. So we're one of the fine young ladies. Well, one of the young ladies, please dance with Bill Cleveland. Please dance with Bill Cleveland. I'd like to say hi and thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling. 77 years serving St. Louis County and St. Charles County. They install and work on all makes and models. Matheny Heating. Stress the heating and cooling. Call 314-727-9000 or go to MatheneyHeatCool.com.
I don't think anybody's going to be calling them here in the next few days going, man, the air conditioning just doesn't seem to be blowing enough cold air out. But that heat better be working. And before we continue with introductions, let me tell you something. I've known Tom Matheny for a long, long time. This is a fantastic family business. And I know everybody goes, we're honest and dependable. And sometimes it's just BS. They're not. They don't know what they're doing. In this case, it is absolutely true. This is a terrific family business, and they're honest. Their prices are reasonable. They're not going to gouge you or cheat you or lie to you. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy says the best way to make it through this bitter cold is just bundle up, put on a good movie, and sit there with a bowl of... What kind of soup do you like?
Cheese.
Cheese soup. Now, I've never been much of a fan of... Ever had beer cheese soup?
That's yeah, it's pretty bad. Good.
That's pretty good. Well, there's another way to warm up, and that's to dance. And what more vigorous, better way to get the heat pumped up in your body than to polka? But to do it, you got to have great polka music, and nobody does it better than Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I'm sitting here trying to decide if I want to say this or not.
Do it.
Yeah. My wife and I are taking dancing lessons.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Yeah,
what kind of dancing lessons?
Well, now, hang on.
Ballroom, salsa?
I don't want anybody emailing me going, where are you taking dancing? I'm not going to tell you. We're taking it from a lady. It's a kind of a private lesson thing. Mm-hmm. She is a dancer. Thank you. Swing dancing is what we're doing now. We have our second lesson tomorrow night. We're doing swing dancing, ballroom waltzing, and Texas two-step.
Wow, whoa. You're doing three types. So swing dancing, because one, two, three, back, two, three, rock step.
Yeah, but then you do that cool thing where you like bounce her off your hip as well as you like.
No, we're not doing the flip up in the air and dipping and all that because my knee will give out. But we are doing, and I'm not bad. I got pretty good rhythm and the second lesson is.
Shut up!
Second lesson is tomorrow night and we're doing about 15 to 20 lessons.
Wow.
And here's the reason. My daughter gets married October 26th. That's now the official date after all this stuff. October 26th. When that wedding happens, my wife and I are going to stun everybody. When we step out, the other dancers are going to part and separate to either side. You know how when somebody's on the floor, everybody else just backs away and lets her. That's going to be us.
Commensurate with this announcement, will somebody please check on the elderly pinions tonight with the cold weather in the area?
My mom was the president for a number of years of the St. Louis Swing Club.
I know. I remember that. She's probably a good dancer.
She was a swinger?
Excellent.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Didn't do a lot of dancing.
How about if you guys, because there is roller dancing, too. How about if Tim, if you and your wife were on the roller rink and Tim was the
first
DJ.
Of all, there is no way at this age. We're not roller skating. We're not going to do that. I'd love to.
All right.
I wish I could.
Tim could still... be the DJ and
I can skate still. You guys.
I wouldn't mind having dance classes. Yeah. I like to
Hold on. Cool. Tim, you can still skate?
Oh, big time.
No kidding.
No doubt. Yep.
Man, I'm envious of that because I would love to know how to skate, especially ice skate. And I could roller skate as a kid, just, you know, the standard. I couldn't skate backwards, and it drove me nuts because I always wanted to skate backwards, and I just couldn't get it. I tried. I could not make myself move backwards. I just couldn't do that. But
we
good
can
for
teach you how to
Dan,
ice skate.
Dan Strauss can ice skate. Dan can skate. I've seen Dan skate. I've seen Dan play hockey. He can skate, buddy. Limey, can you ice skate?
No, I can't. I would like to learn, though.
Well, you're not old, that old. You can still learn.
Yeah.
If I don't talk about our sponsor, we're not going to have a playhouse or a show. Ballast Dental Care. Limestone, I'm so glad that you're going to Ballast Dental Care. Good for you. I'm happy for everybody who has found this fantastic dental clinic at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. They've been around, well, they've obviously been around at least 45 years. I think they've actually been around about 48 years. I got in there when they were only 3 years old or so, and have never wanted to go anywhere since. And the first day that I went, I was so grateful to the lady I worked with, because I said, and my wife and I had just moved back up here. For 10 months, we lived in South Carolina, because I had to go away to basic training for the Army. And so we stayed down there for about 10 months, and we came back. And I said to this lady I worked with, I said, I got to find a dentist. And so she gave me the name of Ballast Dental Care. And she said, that's where I go, and I think you'll like it. And that's how powerful it is to find a great dentist and a great dental clinic that you... I don't remember much of anything anymore, and I still remember her name and who she was, Barbara, who told me about Ballast Dental Care. And now 45 and a half years later, that is where I still go. And I don't ever want to go anywhere else. So to all of you who absolutely are petrified at the idea of going to the dentist, would you please take me up on this and just make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care? If you get there and it's horrible and you have a bad experience, feel free to email me. In fact, I'll give you my phone number by email. I'll give you a number, a secret number. I'll get a burner phone, and you can call and just tear me up and chew me out and say, well, how could you ever send me such a dentist? It'll never happen. You're going to email me and say, I wish I had listened to you 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 14 years ago, when you first started talking about Ballast Dental Care, because everything you say is true. That's what's going to happen. Ballast Dental Care. Make an appointment. And if you have a dentist, dump your dentist. Get rid of your dentist. I have a place that's better. And I got about a 95% chance of being right when I say that. I know there are at least a couple of other good dentists, but you're AM and the PM. And Ballast Dental Care supports this show. Get rid of that dentist. Send your records over to Ballast Dental Care, and you'll be glad you did. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
Yes, he has. He's been a lot of places, but he's here today, and that's what matters. He's in the studio, and he's brought to you by Window World. Something else you'll thank us for when you get your windows replaced. Pay attention, folks. Tonight, when it's 5 below, walk around, put your hand around the windows. Any cold air coming in? Window World time. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's warm everything up with a big, hot round of applause for Bill Clevland. Ooh.
That's hot.
How you doing, Bill?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm taking dancing lessons.
Phil, that's nice.
I don't know why that's funny, but it is. So where are we going?
Well, two things for today. First of all, today is called National Plan for Vacation Day. I think I told you about this at the start of the year. This was coming up. And the reason that this is important to note, there's an organization called Project Time Off, and they organize this. I believe this is maybe the fourth or fifth year that they have done this, but this is actually a serious thing. So in the United States, last year, 2018, 705 million vacation days went wasted.
Ooh. Idiots.
Yes. 52% of American workers just let them go to waste their vacation days, which is absolutely insane. So they came up with this sort of, you can call it a holiday, I guess, but plan for vacation days, to where right now, this is the time of the year when you need to, if you don't know exactly when you can take time off, you get together with your boss, wherever, how that works, figure out the time that you have, plan those trips, get them done, and just do it, and use those vacation days. Don't let them go to waste.
Bill, why do you think, I want to know why you think so many people just don't take their vacation and just let the days run out and don't use them. Why do you think that? Because I know what I think.
Yeah, and I think I know what you think, and I probably agree with what you think. Another deal, I think there are people who are just poor planners. Like, so for example, I'm kind of OCD. I'm that, you know, type A person. Like, I love to plan stuff, and so I would have no problem I'm self-employed, so I don't necessarily get vacation days, but I would have no problem planning vacation. And I think people who are poor planners and who do not like to sort of, you know, really get into the specifics of, you know, planning out a route and picking hotels and doing all these different things, I think those are the people who don't use their vacation. Because I think then by the time you start thinking about this stuff and it's already May and June, you're like, well, crap, now what am I going to do? I can't get off because I have work and I have whatever. So that's just mine.
I think there are two reasons that all these people don't use their vacation time. One of them is people think they can't afford vacation. Well, we can't afford to go on vacation. Right. Well, for goodness sakes, go home. Take your vacation at home. Go to Forest Park. Go to the zoo. Go to the children's. That's nonsense. And the other reason is, you knuckleheads that think that if you don't take your vacation and you just work, somehow or other, your boss will notice that and you'll be rewarded. No, you won't. You will never. No, it doesn't work. I work through my vacation. You know what that says to your boss? You're an idiot.
Yeah. You giblethead.
Yeah, giblet head. And it also says to them that they can run all over you and take advantage of you and make you do things nobody else wants to do because right. You're that guy or that woman who will just, yes, sir, boss, sure, I'll give up my vacation. Christmas? No, I don't have to take off. Yeah, you do. Take your vacation. Well, even if you just stay home, stay here.
Yeah, and back to affordability, you know, it's interesting. There's this trend now in travel where, you know, there's sort of, I guess, two or three different tiers of travel. You have people who spend a ton of money on going to, you know, fancy destinations. You have people who are kind of, I guess, sort of in the middle where they will, you know, spend the money for the hotel or a resort or that sort of thing. But then you have this other sort of a branch where people, they use things like Airbnb to where you can actually go and stay. Now you're staying in someone's house or you're staying in somebody's rental property or whatever, and you can stay in a place that maybe is not fancy, but you're not going to be in the room anyway, and you can like $30 or $40 on a place to stay per night. Now, and then you go, well, crap, it can't be nice for $40. Well, that's not true. This Airbnb is amazing. There's a couple of different apps and sites that you can use, and it's all reviewed, so people who use these things. I wrote an article maybe 4 years ago. I tried this out for the first time, and it was in Atlanta, and the title of my article was essentially, I used Airbnb, and I wasn't murdered. Because that's what everyone says. Oh, I don't want to. I can't find. But it's foolproof. I guess I shouldn't use that word. But you, every place is reviewed when you go there and you stay. So you see what other people who have stayed there, you know, they post pictures. They have, and there's all this incentive for folks to have great reviews. It's kind of like the Uber driver thing. And so if you start getting bad reviews, people aren't going to stay with you. And so
I know a lot of people that do Airbnb, yeah. And I've never heard one horror story.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, so that's just another thing. So people are looking to save a little bit. Look into that because you can find some really good deals.
Let me just say one other thing. I'm glad you're talking about this. I know it's bitter cold right now, but it's going to be spring and it's going to be summer and school's going to be out and it's going to be vacation time. And if you have kids, you are doing your kids a disservice by not taking what you've earned, what's coming to you, vacation with your kids. My parents, one of the things that I'm mad at my parents for to this day, even though they're dead, I'm still mad at them. They never took us on one single vacation. I moved away and got married at 21, and to that time, I had never been on a vacation. I'd never seen the ocean, the Grand Canyon. I'd never flown commercially in an airplane. Nothing. No Six Flags type thing. Nothing. And you know what? That's just not good. Take that vacation. You can stay in town, sleep in your own bed, and have a fantastic week. You can. So, that's my opinion.
And how many times have we talked on this segment about how many things you can do within just a couple of hours drive from St. Louis?
Absolutely.
In any direction, so check that out.
Absolutely.
All right, so I told you maybe last week that I wanted to do more stuff on food, and so this is another deal where, the first road trip of 2019 is coming up in about a week or so. I'll be heading south. And while I am headed south, I always try to stop in Nashville. My brother lives there and have a bunch of friends that live there. And so I always try to do something in Nashville or stuff. So I was talking to my brother the other day, and he says, well, let's meet for lunch. He goes, do you like spicy food? And I said, sure, I'll have spicy food. He goes, well, let's go. We'll go have some hot chicken, Nashville's hot chicken. I said, well, I've had Nashville hot chicken, but I'm going now to the original place for hot chicken. And so, first of all, has everyone heard of Nashville hot chicken?
Yes.
It's kind of a big deal.
You have not.
Okay. So this is a really big deal in Nashville, and it's spread now to other parts of the country. Some people, they have it down. Some places, they just call it Nashville hot chicken. It's not necessarily legit. But so just a little bit of a backstory. So there is a place called Prince's Hot Chicken. And so back in the 1930s, there was a guy, his name was Thornton, Prince the Third. He was a guy who was sort of a womanizer. He liked to party. He stayed out late a lot. And so one night he came home and his steady girlfriend was just, she'd had enough. She was just ticked off with this guy and his behavior. And so to sort of teach him a lesson, a way to kind of get back at him because she was super mad at him, she decided that she was going to make his favorite dish was fried chicken. And so the next morning she made fried chicken. So he comes into the kitchen. They're getting ready to eat. But what he did not know is that she had loaded it with all sorts of cayenne pepper.
Whoa.
On the fried chicken.
Bitch.
Yeah. So he sits down and he's ready to eat. And of course she's watching and she's just ready. And so he starts eating the stuff. Well, not only does he not get upset, he asks for seconds. He loves the, he ends up loving the stuff, and he ends up loving the recipe. And so, as they say, the rest is history. And so, for about 100 years, this place has existed in the Nashville area. It's now run by the guy's great niece, but it's still that family recipe. And so Nashville hot chicken in typical preparation, it's a portion of a breast, thigh, or wing. Been marinated in a water-based blend of seasoning, floured, fried, and then finally sauced using a paste that has been spiced with cayenne pepper, and then you put it on top of white bread, and then there are what they call pickle chips up on top. I could live without the
no
pickles.
Thank you.
I could live without those. But that's sort of the signature.
No thank you to any of it. I don't like hot stuff.
Oh, it's good. And so there are a bunch of places now throughout Nashville, and you'll find them in other places around the country. I'm sure there's a place in St. Louis that has this sort of a recipe. And every place is different, but this is the original place, and it's called Prince's Hot Chicken. It's on Nolensville Pike Road. I'm really excited to get to go to the original place because I've had it in other spots, but this apparently is the place to go. There's a place called Hattie B's in Nashville. That's a pretty popular restaurant. They have it as well. It's not as good as the original as far as I understand, but I think some of the labels on their the different differences in hot sauces is kind of funny. So one of them is hot to damn hot. That's one of them. And the other one is shut the cluck up is pretty brutal too. That's the name of the shut the cluck up. That's one of their hot sauces. So check that out if you want hot chicken. You got to go to Prince's Hot Chicken in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Bill Clevelin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
I'm surprised they don't ship it out, do they? That chicken, like you can't buy it.
I think KFC is starting to do something like that.
Yeah, and I've not had the Kentucky Fried Chicken version to know if it's any good or not. But
has anybody eaten the frozen White Castle burger? Are they any good? Mm-hmm. I can't bring myself to eat a frozen White Castle.
Yeah,
burger.
I've eaten them before. Sometimes hotels will actually use them. I kid you not.
No, not as good.
And no, not really.
I don't know how they could be. There's certain things you don't want to freeze, you know. Even throw them out. White Castle seems to be one of those. Thank you, Bill. That was Bill Clevelin, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And trust me, folks, right about now, by spring, you'll start making your plans right now, thinking, okay, that's it. This spring, we're going to have Window World windows put in. Just be sure when you contact them, you tell them you are AM in the PM, windowworldstlouis.com. A lot of bets, I'm sure, are going to be made, well, obviously on the Super Bowl. I'd like to bet on the Super Bowl, but I don't know. I don't have like a bookie or something. I'm sure that one of you guys will give me somebody I could call, because to me, it makes the game so much more exciting. Here's an interesting statistic, though. 95% of all the Super Bowl bets that'll be made this week are illegal.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. There are only 8 states where you can bet legally on the Super Bowl. Outside of that, any bet you make, you're committing a crime, which is ridiculous to me. Ugh. Because one, how many times have you ever heard anybody get busted? Well, Jim's in prison because he bet on the Super Bowl. I mean, that's ridiculous. It is. There are casinos everywhere now. You can go in any podunk town, there's a casino. Everybody's got a casino. Why don't they get rid of that deal where you can't bet on the Super Bowl? Forget it. I mean, this is, what, like $1 billion or something being bet on the Super Bowl, but 95% of it is illegal, yet it's not really enforced. I used to have a friend who had a bookie, and he was a big gambler, so maybe a couple times a year, and that was it. World Series, Super Bowl, I'd call him and go, okay, tell your friend I'll put $300, and then he would do it for me, and a couple times he gave me the guy's number, and it was weird, because when I called the guy, I didn't know him, and you have to go like, you know, Jackie told me to call. Yeah, you know, one of those like speakeasy things, so I did go to that, what's that website, Bet On, shoot, we've talked about it here on the station and advertised it on the station.
Oh, mybookie.com.
Yeah. I did go take a look at that. I think I can bet there. Yeah. I'll look at that again. After tonight, I'll check that thing out and see what I can do. We've already talked about it, but 5 below tonight, the high tomorrow, 7 degrees, you know what to do. Dan Strauss sends me a text this morning.
Oh.
And it was a copy of an article that I'm about to share with you, especially you ladies, of course, ladies. It's not a joke. It's the findings of a researcher named Dr. Natalie Elliott. Natalie Elliott is a sex therapist. Here's what the article says. Here's the headline. New research says lack of sex makes your vagina depressed.
Oh, my goodness.
Says healthy lifestyle, healthy sex life keeps our immune system humming. It lessens pain and relieves stress, makes for a happier life. What happens when we don't have sex? Well, according to our research, we become depressed. More specifically, vaginas become depressed.
Yeah.
Wow. Depressed vagina is a real condition backed vagina. By science. That's right, Paul Harris.
No, that's Harvey.
What?
That was Harvey.
No. Says, simply put, having sexual intercourse is an important part of women's health. Abstinence from sex can make your vagina depressed, leads to vaginal atrophy.
Vagina.
That's right. And causes the vagina wall to become thin. Consistent sexual play, either with yourself or a partner, is helpful. You need sex to keep your vagina and muscles functioning. This is not my, these aren't my words. These are Natalie Elliott. She is a sex therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she sees women who haven't had sex for a long, long time. And she has to literally sort of like break that area in all over again with exercises and there's vaginal massage, she says, can help. Here's where I'm headed with this. When I read this, I thought, okay, that's it. I have to start a service. So Dan Strauss and I are opening a clinic to rejuvenate vaginas. We offer vaginal massage, and if you're interested, you know how to get in touch with us. So,
is that like
no
that,
charge? Is no like, charge. You say, what does that cost? Nothing. No charge.
Is that like that new cuddle business that they're trying to start out there?
Very similar, Limey. That's a very good analogy. It's very similar.
Cuddling on steroids.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I have to think. I think Tim sent me this thing about these alligators down in North Carolina in a swamp. And there's a pond that froze, and these alligators in the swamp in North Carolina let themselves freeze in place with their noses above the ice. So think about this. It's solid ice, and these alligators are frozen, but their noses are sticking up above the ice, and they live frozen solid. And then when the ice thaws out, they're fine. 18 alligators stayed frozen for like 24 hours or more, and they're fine. I've always thought about this. What about these ponds? You know, you go to like some restaurant or something outside or some resort, and they have those koi fish and those ponds freeze. Mm-hmm. And those fish are in there. How does that work? Their bodies just shut completely down. What
they don't freeze all the way to the bottom. There's usually a scant amount of water in the bottom of a pond. It won't freeze all the way through to the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, that explains it, I guess. What else? Oh, this is interesting. They're advising the people in this country. By the way, it's not just us. 24% of the people in the United States today and tomorrow will be in zero or below zero weather. One-fourth of this country, 55 million people, zero or below. One of the things they say you should not do if you have to go outdoors, don't breathe deeply and try not to talk, because talking causes you to have to take a little extra amount of breathing in. Don't talk. Breathe minimally, because that cold air, when it's that cold, going in your lungs, not good. So shut up. If you're going outside. Well, if you're going outside, right. don't
talk. Did you see where people are putting their mail on hold until Friday?
So really?
Post office people don't have to be out.
So they don't have to walk out.
I don't blame them.
Well, just to help them. I mean, so like there's like this big thing on Facebook now where people are telling you to go online and put your mail on hold till Friday so they don't have to.
I think it's a great idea. I got a great cold weather joke. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
An Amish mother and daughter riding in a buggy on a cold, cold, super cold, like this weather tonight and tomorrow. And they're riding along in the Amish buggy, just the mother and daughter. And the daughter looks over at her mother and says, "Mom, my hands are freezing." The mother says, "Honey, put them between your legs. Your body heat will warm your hands up. It's very warm between your legs." Her daughter put her hands down between her legs. In just a few minutes, she said, "You're right, Mom. My hands are all warm." Well, the next day, the daughter takes the buggy out, and her boyfriend is riding with her. And he looks at her, and he says, "Man, my hands are freezing." And the girl, they're both teenagers in high school, and the girl says, "Well, my mom showed me a neat trick. I put my hands between my legs and they warmed up. If you put your hands down between my legs, your hands will warm up." So her boyfriend does. He puts his hands between her legs and he said, "You know, you're right. It's warm down there. My hands are warming up." So the next day, she's giving the boyfriend a ride again because his family's horse has a hurt leg and he has to take a buggy ride to school with her. And it's bitter cold, still bitter cold. So the next day, he's riding along with a boyfriend. And he says, "You know, my nose is freezing." She says, "Well, put your nose down between my legs. If it works for your hands." Now, these are Amish kids. So he does. He puts his nose down between her legs. After a while, he comes up and goes, "Hey, my nose feels a whole lot better. That did the trick. It worked." Horse is still lame. Next day, he has to ride in the buggy with his girlfriend again. He says, "You know, my penis is, he says, "Look, it's frozen solid. Look at it, like stone." She says, "Well, you know what to do." So about 3 days go by, and the mom is riding with her daughter again. And she looks at her mom. She says, "You know, Mom, boys' penises sure are weird, aren't they?" And the mom pulls back the reins on the... and stops, and she looks at her, and she says, "What? What do you know about boys' penises?" She says, "Well, I don't know much, but when they thaw out, they sure make a mess."
Time for a look at traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by La Quinta Inns and Suites. Westbound 70 before the Blanchett Bridge, accident cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic backs up at Lindbergh. Northbound 141 still shut down at Vance. Police directing traffic through the area. A crash northbound 109 at 44, stacking up the right lane. Westbound 44, solid east and westbound 70 downtown through the depressed section, and an accident jamming Highway Double M west of Highway 21. If you're traveling for work, make your next stop La Quinta by Wyndham. Their spacious rooms and free high-speed internet make it easy to work, while their comfortable beds and bright side breakfast make it easy to relax. When at business, wherever you go, book at LQ.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Take time to salute the men and women of our military. Thanks to them, our freedom is protected and we can live in peace. Today's salute, courtesy of Perfect Climate Solutions, veteran-owned and operated, with an A rating from the Better Business Bureau. Look to a name you could trust for all your heating and air needs, for residential and commercial sales, service, installation, repairs, and more. Call 314-723-0004. 314-723-0004. That's Perfect Climate Solutions, thanking our troops and veterans for their service.
Chuck's Boot Superstores in Fenton and St. Peter's has the largest selection of Corral Western boots in the Midwest. When it comes to Corral boots, come to Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots.
I'm pretty sure I don't need to remind you that you're going to need the right food, drinks, and snacks for the big game. I do want to suggest going to Schnucks for all your Sunday game day essentials. They have everything to make your party great, all in one stop. Have you seen their big bucket of wings yet? How about their brand new Schnucks chips and salty snacks? Take a look at the Schnucks party guide, called Simply Entertaining. And when you're stocking up as a Schnucks Rewards member, you're always earning points. Stocking up for the big party means heading to Schnucks.
Kevin and Dave here from Mentality here in St. Louis.
Dave, is low-T treatment covered by insurance?
It absolutely can be. If it's recommended by a doctor and you follow the proper guidelines, then insurance covers it.
What I love about testosterone treatment being covered by insurance in our St. Louis Mentality office, it puts the cost of treatment in reach for any guy.
Yeah, most of our guys are blue-collar guys, swinging a hammer, police officers, different things like that. It makes it affordable for every man that needs it.
To find out more in our St. Louis clinics, go to lowtusa.com.
I lift local because I love St. Louis, just like Club Fitness.
They support me and my neighborhood.
Lifting local means lifting our community's healthier, happier lives.
Club Fitness knows this town because we're from this town. Locally and employee-owned in the Lou for over 35 years. And with 23 locations and over 700 weekly classes, there's something for everybody.
So lift local with us.
Lift local, St. Louis.
Lift local at Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Visit liftlocalstl.com.
All right, I apologize. I waited way too late to get to that joke. Now we're a couple minutes short, so let's jump right in and run down to Dallas, Texas, and check in with Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're only closed on Mondays, okay? You need reservations for Annie Guns because it's a fantastic restaurant. And gift cards to either or both are always, always a good idea. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse. Next door to each other, east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. And now, Annie Guns in the Smokehouse presenting Mike Evans, everybody.
There we go. Pop quiz this week. The theme is celebrities who hate other celebrities. Who hates the Duchess? Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Markle. Who could possibly hate the Duchess? Is it Sir Elton John? Pierce Morgan? Serena Williams? James Blunt? Answer in a minute. I don't know how long your commute is, but Los Crapulas, sewer by the sea, also known as Los Angeles, has four of the six worst commutes in the country. Palmdale, Santa Clara, Corona, and Moreno Valley are all L.A. suburbs. The average round-trip commute is 2.5 hours a day.
Whoa!
That comes to 12 hours a week, over 50 hours a month, about 600 hours a year, or, in other words, they spend 25 days a year sitting in traffic.
Wow. Or in translation, in our lingo, 12 hours a week in traffic, that's an entire work week for us.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
A full
unbelievable
work week in traffic.
With a deep freeze in the country, you'd probably like to go to a beach. It's going to be cold there tomorrow. These are the top five American beaches. Number five, Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. I was going to talk about each one, but we don't have time. Number four, La Jolla, California. Number three, Key West, Florida. Number two, Kapalua, Hawaii. Number one, Sanibel Island, Florida. I've been to all of them but Sanibel. But my favorite beach in the country is Waimanalo Bay on Oahu, Hawaii.
The only one on that list that doesn't make sense is La Jolla. La Jolla is a bunch of rocks, isn't it? That's not a good beach for beach people, is it?
There is a nice beach area, a very nice beach area right where the, and it's public access. It's down by where the houses are towards San Diego, the very, very far south end of La Jolla.
And not Destin either.
No?
Yeah, you didn't mention Destin.
Odds and ends, 2020 will mark the 100-year anniversary of women getting the vote. And Democrat bigwigs want to nominate a woman for president to mark the date. They're going to make a big deal out of that in 2020. Brad Pitt has divided his time between L.A. With Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Despite denials of dating, and now spending more time in Springfield, Missouri with his brother Doug. Doug is a calming factor for Brad. Doug owns a computer sale and repair shop. In fact, Cheryl knows Doug going back way back when she used to live in Springfield. Super Bowl nugget, two new polls that will help TV ratings. One says that more people are planning to watch because they want the underdog. They're pulling for the underdog Rams to win. The other poll says that they really hate the Patriots and they're going to watch just to see and hope the Patriots lose.
I think the big reason I don't want the Rams to win, nobody in this town likes Stan Kroenke.
Oh.
So that alone is reason to vote and root for the Patriots.
I agree. There's rumors of the trouble in paradise between Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. Nicole Richard yeah. Nixon, let's just play poppycock. Had to work that in. I like saying poppycock.
So it's not true? The rumors are not true.
No. They're going to renew their vows this summer. But that doesn't mean anything. Heidi Klum. And Seal used to renew their vows every year. That didn't seem to do too good.
Didn't work out.
Same. How much time I got?
You have a full minute and 10 seconds.
Price of TV spots have been cut down, especially price of TV halftime spots. Sponsors, you would know that the fans would watch the Stones, Bruno Mars, Beyonce. They're not going to sit and watch the halftime show with Maroon 5 and Big Boy. And finally on the broadcast.
A lot of people not happy with that choice.
Yeah. Who hates Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Markle? Sir Elton John, Piers Morgan, Serena Williams, James Blunt.
I'm going to go Sir Elton John.
I'll go Piers Morgan.
James Blunt.
I'll also go Sir Elton John.
Sierra, Elton John, James Blunt are all close friends and also went to the wedding. Piers Morgan calls Meghan an embarrassment to the royal family, the entire United Kingdom, and all Englishers. Piers Morgan hates Meghan Markle.
Wow.
Have a great day.
Who cares
tonight,
what
Kevin?
He thinks?
Right? What? Well,
who cares what Piers Morgan thinks? Nobody cares what he thinks anyway.
No.
I know. Goodbye. Have a nice time in the snow. Hey, Frank, take a picture of yourself doing a snow angel in the snow for me. I'd love that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll do that. Goodbye. There he goes. Piers Morgan was a horrible replacement for Larry King, by the way.
Sure
he was pathetic. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista,
baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 59ofthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Some areas of the Midwest will see wind chill temperatures that feel like 55 below zero because of a powerful polar vortex hitting the region. Temperatures could reach 40 degrees below normal, and that is already causing an impact. Many schools have closed and hundreds of flights have been delayed or postponed. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's willing to back one of the plans to ensure there will never be another government shutdown. The New York Democrat said the cost of the recent 35-day shutdown continues to rise, and he blamed President Trump and the Republicans for it.
I hope this serves as a lesson to President Trump and all of my Republican colleagues. No more shutdown. President Trump touched a hot, hot stove, and hopefully he won't do it again.
Americans are being warned not to travel to Venezuela. The U.S. State Department issued the travel warning because of crime, civil unrest, poor health infrastructure, and arbitrary arrest and detention.